Military Supply.
We got phone hacking scandals to talk about connected to Rupert Murdoch to follow up on that. Bad behavior of politicians in Washington. And a few other nuggets for you. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a great start to the week. Here's the thing. If you didn't, one down, five others to go. Don't we all work 6 days? If not, maybe four. I hope you're in the four category so you can at least get 2 days to chill. And speaking of chilling, that's another thing that we'll talk about. Breaking temperatures. I mean, we're talking heat wave across a big chunk of the U.S. in the Midwest and the Southwest and the South, parts of the South, heading east. I mean, it's bad stuff when you are just dripping wet walking from your house to your car. Something is wrong with that, my friends. I know some of you might like to get a tan, but I don't think you want to get this kind of tan. And when we've got record temperatures, we also have record prices for gold. Remember on this show, I said a long time ago that I thought gold would probably, by the end of the year, be up to at least $1,700, maybe $1,800. That's looking like it really honestly could happen, or get close enough anyway. It's funny, but you know, it's that same old song, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Gold, just a few years ago, you could have gotten for, I mean, really a song, a couple of $100, let's say, maybe the $400 range, four and change, because I can remember I was doing a financial show and talking about it. So now gold has finally broken that $1,600 mark, which is huge. Just 3 months ago, it hit $1,500 an ounce. And I think what this shows is what we keep talking about. There is a massive crisis of confidence that has just hit like a wave across the entire United States. And I think that's what you're seeing, that more people are jumping to gold. And now there's also the speculation that gold is on the rise, and could we return to the gold standard? Is that a possibility? I think as long as the government continues to print money and have these interest rates artificially suppressed, we're going to see more appreciation. More appreciation with commodities, especially in the gold area. I truly believe we're going to hit that $1,700 mark. All right, but we're not starting with gold. And we're not talking about commodities here, other than to mention it just proves the point of confidence and where people are. And one of the things that was created by this administration to restore, quotes, confidence was, remember we had, for lack of a better way to describe her, I'm going to call her the consumer czar, Elizabeth Warren. Because where were people turning? Where was the protection for the middle class? And Elizabeth Warren is saying, you know, enough is enough. I've already been there. I've seen the mess and the nightmare with the banks, too big to fail. She was shocked at some of the things that she found out as she dove a little bit deeper into what was going on. And Warren, ultimately, her baton will get passed to someone else. The question is, who is that going to be? And there's a big fight over that. Here's what she had to say about moving on in this election.
This has been an extraordinary opportunity, but this phase is over. It's now time to be an agency that's off and doing its business, and I am really happy to see somebody else run it.
Of course she is. I love the question when someone said, well, what are you going to do next? Because there's speculation that she would run for Senate in Massachusetts against Scott Brown, and she wouldn't even go there. She just said, you know what? I love this answer. I'm going to Legoland with my grandkids. That's where I'm headed. But it's not about Legoland for the president because he's got serious things happening, right? So there's no Legoland in his near future, in a sense. But the president talked about this consumer situation and said he's got somebody new that he's nominating for the job. Take a listen.
I am proud to nominate Richard Cordray to this post. There is an army of lobbyists and lawyers right now working to water down the protections and the reforms that we passed. They've already spent tens of millions of dollars this year to try to weaken the laws that are designed to protect consumers.
Yeah, laws that sometimes just fall right down on our feet when we decide to try to use those laws. So the president was upset because he says the Republicans, what a lot of the Republicans are saying is, no, you're not going to shove any one person down our throat again. It's supposed to be a committee. A committee would be better suited for this position to be able to flush out the consumer concerns and form a real tight little arm instead of one person, one director. And we need to change some of what's been written in this bill and rework the language. But the president was having none of it. Check out how furious he became over the idea of repealing it.
I will fight any efforts to repeal or undermine the important changes that we passed. And we are going to stand up this bureau and make sure it is doing the right thing for middle-class families all across the country.
Wow, very unusual that we're thinking that anything happens to help the middle class. Because to me, it seems like the middle class is stuck in between where there is no lifeboat. There's no lifeboat anymore. With whatever we're going to get hit with in the United States, the middle class is the squeezed out class, really, honestly. And this consumer thing is just another example of it because there was no accountability. And part of the reason is because there was such a horrendous mess when Elizabeth Warren tried to do something with it that I think a committee is probably better to be able to flush out some of the nonsense in forming this so-called consumer division. Well, there is certainly division when it comes to some at News Corp, and we're talking about Rupert Murdoch and this crazy hacking scandal. I say crazy because it's just dumbfounded so many people. And you've got Rupert Murdoch and his son James Murdoch, who are going to appear before Parliament's Media Select Committee. And you can imagine the amount of people that will be watching the telly to hear what happens here. And the reason why is because this phone hacking scandal, we're talking about hacking the phones of September 11 families. They were hysterical trying to find their family members. They had recorded conversations that they bribed a cop allegedly for in New York. We're talking about reporters who got things on the Royals, who got things on sports stars, who got things on other parliament members and whatnot. So who knows, with all the hacking going on, what kind of recordings they had. See, it's different when the shoe's on the other foot, when we're talking about people getting caught right in the middle of it who have some money and some power. Hang with us.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Segment. We can count. It's all about the numbers, and we got some numbers for you. Yes, indeed, we certainly do. Not the kind of numbers you want to hear, like the turnaround on what's going on with the deficit. It's like magic. Poof. Let it just somehow trickle away. But there is no way to make that trickle away other than to slash spending. How do you keep going down that road? I really don't want to keep on banging the same old drum. But we can't ignore what is so vital to all of us. It's vital to us, our monetary system. I don't care how much money you have or don't have. The collapse and the fall of these, of your little tiny fortunes you saved up or your big fortunes must matter to you in some way as to what you're leaving to your family or what you're paying off or the chance to get whatever it is, your little piece of something is crumbling before our eyes. And it's because of the bozos that, sadly, too many of us voted for, I guess. That's why I will say it again. Never, ever, ever think, if you are listening to me, I don't care in whatever nook and cranny, never think that you have no voice or nothing at stake in this. Certainly you have a stake in what's going on in Washington, and certainly you have a voice, because there really is power in numbers. When people act, when people get together and act, that's when change occurs. We know this from our history books. For goodness sake, how the country was founded. Never be afraid to pick up that phone and call to complain about what you're seeing. If you think the debt ceiling shouldn't be lifted, call up your congressman. Call up your senator. Say something about it. I mean, there is no fast fix here. That's the problem. There is no fast fix. Either way, we're losers. This is a losing proposition for all of us. We are sitting at the table with the crappiest hand, waiting. If you don't know the poker analogy, Texas Hold'em, we are waiting for the river card, but that river card is not going to bail us out. It's not going to happen. What's interesting is, because we look at 2012 and making change, right? What's interesting is Mitt Romney said Thursday that he would, last Thursday, that he would raise the nation's debt limit if spending is cut and capped and a balanced budget amendment is passed. A lot is being made about this balanced budget amendment and that it's got no teeth. It's just another way to throw it out there and say, okay, balance the budget and this is what we're going to put in there. But then perhaps we need that accountability because we don't seem to get that accountability. So, Romney, who's campaigning, is escalating his conversation, I think, about where we need to head fiscally, and it's not in the department where we are borrowing more money and having to pay that money back. But the problem becomes in the selling of it. Can you guarantee? You know, it's one thing if you say you're going to have to pay a little bit more taxes. It's another thing if you say you're not going to get your Social Security check, you're not going to get your veterans check, you're not going to get, or your mortgage is going to go up by $500 a month or some crazy amount of money. And I'll tell you, somebody said to me, wrote me an email and said, you know, the Social Security is an entitlement. And I would disagree. Social Security is not an entitlement when you've been paying in your entire life. Do you remember those statements? Did you get those statements in the mail that would tell you what you can expect you will get when you retire? Which you might as well throw them up and burn them anyway, because, you know, not to be a cynical person, but doubtful that most of us are going to wake up and get any of that money. But also, who knows how far you make it to retirement if ultimately the retirement age is going to really shoot up, which is interesting because you have workforces where people are just being slashed out. There aren't those kind of jobs anymore. So where are these people going to keep these jobs up to 70? There's not that many opportunities to be able to do that. Just a little window into where the progress is or isn't. All right, speaking of, and I mentioned this at the top, they're trying to get some progress in the investigation. Even the FBI is investigating what happened with the phone hacking. Who went in, who hacked, who was bribed, what police officers were bribed, all that kind of stuff. Because this is a far-reaching deal. We're talking about across the board. I mean, it was like a grab bag of who's who. Whether it was somebody famous, whether it was somebody connected to 9/11, whether it was somebody connected to politics. I guess nothing was out of bounds. And sadly, the whistleblower reporter who allegedly was part of the widespread hacking, who said that was part of the deal, that there was hacking everywhere at News of the World, they found him dead. Now, it's not considered to be a suspicious death. And here you have Sean Hoare, who was quoted by the New York Times as saying that phone hacking was widely used and even encouraged at News of the World. Well, his death, I mean, it doesn't raise your eyebrow a little bit. Well, wow, what happened to this guy? So that happens. You have the Prime Minister, David Cameron, rushing back from Africa so he can be in part of the Rupert Murdoch grilling. And you have this crisis that has definitely triggered upheaval in the ranks of the British police. Now, you're listening to me talk about this. You're saying, well, who cares, Kate? I don't give a crap about what's going on in the UK. Oh, they're all into gossip anyway. Fleet Street, the worst of all time. Well, you do care because Murdoch has massive ties here in the United States with news corps all over the place. Fox News, Fox Radio, Fox News. Did that trickle down into the bowels of those news organizations? I have a couple of friends who work for Fox, and they say no, that they're, you know, there's completely unaware of any of that, and they certainly don't believe it. They believe there's problems in the UK, and that's why Murdoch just shut down the paper in question, just didn't even knew that it was, that there was something there, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, but that, in fact, was not happening at Fox. But certainly there are a lot of investigations. Do you know detectives have reopened an investigation that they now say have the names of 3,700 potential hacking targets? So politicians, I mentioned, even other journalists, murder victims, celebrities. Wow. 3,700. I think they need answers. I don't know if they're going to get the answers they want to hear, but I think they need answers. That's why News of the World was, boom, shut down immediately once that story broke. Now you think of hacking and being hacked into in your phone conversations. And many of the people I talk to here in America Tonight, many of you, will say, I don't care about, you know, I'm not so worried about my somebody hacking in my conversations. Let them listen if they want to listen. But easy to say, not so easy when the information is being used against you in some way. That's the dangerous part of this equation. What happens with that information once they get it? And the answer is usually it's not good, and obviously it ended up in the paper. Because that's why he folded that paper. It had to have been a chunk of those stories. Had to have been part of that. All right, coming up on the flip side, a couple of new revelations about what happened at Fort Hood and that shooting. Also, some other Al-Qaeda targets outside the U.S. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter.
Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Topping We Can Count. I got a real mind-blowing story for you, but I'm going to save that one. All of them are good because it's about the money, right? And tying it all together, it's about numbers. Numbers or money, which that's numbers. Money, numbers, interchangeable. So check this out. The NFL and its players have agreed to increase supposedly benefits for retired players by nearly $1 billion over the life of this new agreement if they get to it. And that would include creating a legacy fund that would increase by $620 million over a 10-year span. That would be a good start because this is part of the problem, just tossing out the old players. Oh, well, oh, in your glory days, you were great. Sorry you've got that concussion problem and you can't even remember your first name. Now, as for the labor dispute itself, it's looking like, I know, shocking for me to say, because I still deep down believe people that I originally talked to that it wasn't looking very good, but now perhaps it's looking a little better. Lawyers for both sides met for how many hours to try to solve this riddle? 8.5 hours. Do you get to take little breaks in between? So they met for that length of time in New York, including 3.5 with a mediator, to try to come up with a deal to resolve the first work stoppage that we've seen in the NFL since 87. Talks are picking up on Tuesday. They're actually saying making progress. The NFL sent a memo to all 32 teams on Monday asking key executives to attend Thursday's owners' meeting in Atlanta, and supposedly each team's going to have two representatives. That's big. That's a big deal. So you would think the owner and an executive, and they would vote on the collective bargaining agreement. If the owners ratify a new CBA on Thursday. Players could arrive at various camps on Friday. And they could probably kick in maybe by Monday or whatever. So I would think the NFL commissioner has to be happy about that. I would think. Because to not have football would be disastrous, mark my words, for the NFL. If nothing were to happen, there is no stalemate that anybody wins in this case. So, score one for the good guys if that happens. They should wrap it up. It's ridiculous. Okay, so we move from that story about the NFL, because a lot of you have been bugging me about what's going to happen in the NFL, to the sad story that 13 people have died because of the heat that I mentioned at the top of the show. The National Weather Service says 18 states stretching from North Dakota to Texas and east to Ohio are under some kind of a warning or a watch or an advisory something. And they have reported that there have been 13 people who have died because of the effects of heat. People think they're okay, and then they aren't okay. Then they sweat profusely, they can't breathe, and then everybody's scrambling. Oklahoma City, 28th day of triple-digit heat. And what do you do when you have that much going on with the heat? You got air conditioners that are working overtime that are killing you. So you're doing something with the air conditioners. You're trying to get away from them. All right, here's a shocking story that I hope you hung on to hear. You know the Major Hassan story. By now, certainly all of you know that, where he went into Fort Hood and shot up the place. Well, there's been a new filing in the case that shows a key White House intelligence report on the shooting, that it's being withheld from the defense. The Army admits it doesn't have all the email exchanges between the accused shooter, Major Hassan, and the first American on the CIA's kill or capture list, Anwar al-Zawahiri, and al-Awlaki, rather. And the documents that were filed back on July 14th as part of this prosecution case say trial counsels have produced all electronic communication in their possession between the accused and al-Awlaki, information and belief. We do not believe they possess all the communications between the accused and the individual. So you get gobbledygook lawyerese, but they've got some of the communications. Wow, what does that show? It shows a completely different portrait, and one that some of us have talked about, that was always a possibility. So what does it mean? Is it just casual contact between Hassan and al-Awlaki? Or is there something more to this? And what if they find there's something more to this? This would be our biggest nightmare. Trust me. Absolutely, hands down. It was sad what happened with Hassan in the first place. Very sad. Because on a base, you're not expecting that you're going to have to watch your partner's back, watch your back for fear that somebody might go after you. Might, I say. And speaking of going after people, I have to mention this here because so many of you sent me emails, and I'm sorry if I didn't get to them this time around, about Casey Anthony and whether I thought justice was served and what should happen with her and all that sort of stuff. I would say if I were her, I would keep as low, remember that song? I'd keep as low as I could go for fear of being discovered somehow. Because, like it or not, in the court of public opinion, she is a loser. She is a loser, even though she went in, as all of us go in, you're innocent until proven guilty. And when it comes to the public, when it comes to what many of us deep down believe, we do not believe her story. There were too many holes in it. We do not believe her story. And you think of the 2-year-old Kaylee finding her in Florida near the parents' house. And how interesting that the parents haven't tighten up that relationship with her, which I believe they would if they felt, I mean, if they felt elated or whatever the word is about the fact that she's not going to prison for the rest of her life. That's why it makes you believe that there's more where there's smoke, there's fire. And the latest thing to come out, if you've been following along with all of us on this trial, is that there were some serious accusations made that Anthony conducted rather extensive computer searches on the word chloroform, and she's saying that was based on inaccurate detail and that it wasn't 84 times, that they had screwed that up. Oof, it's a bad screw-up, let me tell you. How many times did she look it up? What happened to her daughter? Yeah, and that's the sad part of all of this. Not so much about the 25-year-old girl, because it's the victim that we all feel for. It's the sadness of no justice for a 2-year-old girl. And just close your eyes for a second and picture yourself in a similar situation, and I want to know what you're doing. What do you do if that happens to somebody you know? You know what you're going to do. You're going to go guns blazing after whoever the person was, theoretically, right? And unfortunately, in this case, what's happened with her is that she was escorted away from her current, her past digs, I guess, in jail and taken someplace else, where she won't be recognized. And I'm wondering, where is that? How, after how many years, 3 years, how do you not recognize that face? She's been all over People magazine. She's been all over tabloidy magazines, you name it. And she's been on it, because there have been a lot of stories written about herself and her parents. And the curiosity factor is pretty high right now. Where in the world has she gone? And the answers aren't there, but certainly not a lot of vibration between the parents and herself. In fact, hardly any. This surprise verdict really was a surprise. I don't think too many people thought that was what was going to happen. And if you tied all the evidence together in your head and watched as this was unfolding, and we had somebody on, Chris O'Donnell, who was covering the trial, we had somebody on each and every week to talk about different facets of it, and it was absolutely fascinating. But now that she's out, and let's face it, trying to get a job would be pretty tough if she's not going to snap up some kind of incentive to do something else, then, you know, this is that waiting game period, because guess what? You're out there, you've been doing the time. We got the history of Casey Anthony, so who bites? Coming back on the flip side, we're not going to bite, we're going to head to We Can Count.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888 888- 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Wow, it kind of feels like Groundhog Day, doesn't it? We just got through Weekend Count, for goodness sake.
Duh.
So we're not gonna
winning.
We're not gonna head there again. I promise. We won't do it. We won't double dip on Weekend Count. As much as we all like to talk about the numbers. Instead, it's interesting. I mentioned this thing about Casey Anthony and what was going to happen to her and the fact that they got her out of there as fast as they could. The media was trying to swarm and find things out about where she was going. Nobody seems to know. We do know this, that she's got to do something for money. She's too recognizable. I've heard there's been book offers. So the question becomes, would you even want to read what she has to say? And please tell me the answer is no. You don't want to read what she did. You don't want to read, because what is she going to say? Thank you for, you know, letting me walk? Of course not. We don't care. What's messed up in this whole thing still continues to be the drumbeat there is the two-year-old little girl. I mean, come on. Give me a break. For those of you who are not fans of the drone, and I know there's many of you because I've gotten the emails from you, personally, I am a fan of the drone. I understand the misfires, the miscalculations, and the abhorrent, at any cost, loss of life of those who shouldn't be hit, of course. But now they're saying, it's interesting, an unmanned MQ-8B Fire Scout helicopter that can launch by itself and with a single slip can almost blow itself up. It's crazy. I saw a picture of it today. They say the drone's operator accidentally pressed the space bar with a wire from his headset. It launched the self-destructing thing on the helicopter. but you need a couple of different steps to make the procedure work. So in the end, the piece of machinery that cost pretty big bucks was saved. But it shows there is a human link to these drones. And certainly, when you think of the missions the drone can complete, like, for example, a drone could complete 29 of however many missions, like this one that I just talked about, how many assignments can they actually hit? The MQ-8B Fire Scout failed. This is the scary part about this. Failed 10 of 10 test missions at a naval air station, and then they put it up there. So think about it. That's a glitch, and the glitch needs to be fixed. 10 out of 10 is not good. However, even with that information, they're still saying how successful the Fire Scout overall has been. Have you ever seen these things? I got to describe it to you. It, you know, you can do a midnight run course under the cover, which is good, or daytime, it doesn't matter. But it's the aircraft can't really, I mean, it's limited in what it can do, but it can definitely go after surefire folks hiding in the caves, for example. So the Navy is going to snap up 168 Fire Scouts in all. Is that a good use of money? And to me, it is a good use of money, because you cut back at least on the human life on our side of things, and hopefully across the board. Because you certainly don't want those civilian casualties. Then that's more excuses to go after the good old USA, right? So a single keystroke almost blew up this Navy copter that was no cheap bill for that. I can only imagine that a few heads would roll. Definitely a few heads would roll if that had happened. All right, let's get into something juicy quickly here as we head for the exits, because we talked about Operation Fast and Furious. Now you got this Ken Melson, who's quoted as saying there were some mistakes made in Fast and Furious by the ATF's Phoenix field office, but said that Eric Holder didn't want to admit to anything, didn't want to admit to mistakes to Congress. That's a mistake. Definitely with the position that he's in. So the head guy, who is Ken Melson, he's been the acting director of the ATF since 2009, admitted that at least once he knew of, they allowed sales of weapons without intercepting them. And he pinned the tail on the Justice Department for stonewalling Congress to protect, you know, whatever political appointments in the scandal. And of course, that's the whole thing. CYA. When in doubt, turn to the three golden letters, CYA, and it answers the question to everything. Everything. What were they thinking with Fast and Furious? What were they thinking? And the answer is they weren't thinking. And they were putting more people, I think, in, if anything, in harm's way. But they weren't thinking. So the ATF chief says, hey, look, I'm throwing up my hands. I screwed it up big time. But he is going after Eric Holder, the attorney general, and saying, look, this guy's just stonewalling you. Just stonewalling you. And I don't think we've heard the last of Fast and Furious. Sadly, those guns are still out there, and let's hope those guns don't turn around and backfire on us, if you know what I'm talking about, like what happened last time. because to me, that's got to be one of the saddest things that could possibly happen. I mean, one of the worst. Our own guns and this crazy idea that you're going to track the guns, I'm not buying it, end up being used against us of all things. And it's a perfect setup when you think about guns in general. And you think about anti-gun versus pro-gun or Second Amendment. And you know where I'm going with that, right? Of course you do. In fact, I got a quick little email here from Patrick, who listens to us in Vermont, WVMT. And Patrick says, Kate, thumbs up on the show. You've been killing it lately. You think so? And he says, debt ceiling, I get you the analogy, Groundhog Day. Who wants to deal with it? They could just bury their heads in the covers and wake up on the second and let's see what the decision is. See, we keep using the same boring words. Let's see. We're going to wait. Oh, August 2nd. Then we'll find out. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, have you ever heard the slogan, faster, safer, easier? We need a little faster, safer, easier when it comes to legislation and the Hill. That should be their theme, really. Or somebody should rip it off and use it on the campaign trail. I'll be faster, safer, and easier. Be easier for all concerned. Right. Mm-hmm. All right, one final thought I'm going to leave you with here as he's running 2012 to become the Republican candidate for president, Herman Cain. And Herman Cain, you might recognize the name, you might not. Herman Cain made his money in a little business we like to call Godfather's Pizza. He was the CEO. So the presidential hopeful over the weekend sided with several small areas that want to ban mosques, saying, look, Americans have a right to oppose the construction of places of Islamic worship. If that's what they want, that's what they want. One of the places I've been to, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Ooh, let's see how that holds up. Any thoughts on the show, shoot them to me through the website americatonight.net. Click on the email.
We did some Charlie Sheening and we were fine.
Yeah, we just we're just Sheening our heads off.
Yeah, yeah.